Proverbs 12, verses 15 through 28. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The lip of truth shall be established for ever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. In the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death. Let us not be fools, always doing what is right in our own eyes, but let us be wise and hearken to godly counsel. For a fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. Let us learn to speak the truth and never utter lies. Let us always be honest and learn wisdom, so that we can show forth righteousness, speak health, and be established forever, just like our Lord Jesus. We want to be true witnesses to the glory of the Father and our Lord Jesus by His Spirit and His grace, for there are many false witnesses in the earth, bringing forth much deceit. These lying tongues shall only prosper for a moment, but their ruin shall come suddenly. They imagine evil, and their lips are an abomination to the Lord. They are filled with mischief, and so too shall mischief come upon them. No, let us not be partakers of them. Let us be just, and always deal truly. For then shall no evil come upon us, and we shall be a delight to our God. Let us also become prudent, diligent, and righteous in the eyes of our God. For then we shall be faithful, knowing what to reveal and what to conceal. We shall bear rule and be given authority to oversee the flock by our God. Our substance shall be precious. We will stand in excellence above our neighbors, and we shall abide in the way of life. For fools, the slothful and the wicked shall come to nothing. They are seduced into following after folly. They shall be put under tribute, and their end is death. So let us remain humble before the Lord, so that we may become wise, prudent, just, diligent, and righteous. Let us listen to the counselors of peace, so that we might have great joy. And let us walk in the way of righteousness with our good shepherd, the Lord Jesus. Because in the way of righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof, there is no death. Proverbs 12, verses 15 through 28.